Welcome to the very first episode, the inaugural episode of The Fueling Station.
The Fueling Station. Phenomenal.
I'm your host, Ed Kammer, with OPW, and this is my good friend, Jonathan Stong.
Good afternoon.
Also with OPW. And what we're going to do is, Johnny, we're going to talk about the petroleum industry. You know, you and I combined have over 50 years experience
industry. That's right. And a wealth of knowledge. Hopefully we can pass on.
So we're actually excited to bring our very first episode. We thought a great place to do this is live in Las Vegas at the WPMA trade show.
Which, you know, Ed, if I could say here, has always been one of my favorites.
Yeah, it kind of kicks off the year. It's our first trade show of the year.
Yep.
We've got some other regional shows coming up. We'll be in Myrtle Beach next week at the Southeast Petro Show.
5 days away, exciting, good times.
And then we'll be in Indianapolis in May for the MPAC show. So trade show season is upon us. But just kind of give you a little background of what to expect from our podcast. We kind of refer to ourselves as the Podtrolium guys.
Podtrolium, baby. That's
Eddie
it.
Eddie and Johnny, the Podtrolium guys.
I love it. I think this is long overdue, to be honest with
right.
you.
Right. So we'll bring out future episodes where, again, we're just going to talk about issues in the petroleum industry. And between you and I, we have a lot of stories to share.
A ton.
So we want it to be informative, but we're also going to have a lot of fun with it. You know, you and I both. We like to have fun.
Indeed.
We care about this industry, but we like to have fun while we're doing
That's right. And I think, Ed, you've said this many times throughout the years that we've been friends and colleagues is, you know, one thing I think we're good at is winning the right way.
Correct.
And doing things, you know, above board and making sure that we're making priorities the best interests of our customers.
Yes. And that's what we'll be pointing out in future episodes. Again, important issues to the industry. You know, how to keep people safe while they're fueling. You know, we say fueling what's next. That's what OPW does. We fuel what's next, and we don't make it about OPW. It's more about the industry. Let's introduce everybody to the Podtrolium guys, if you will.
Get in.
So, so I'll start. You know, my name's Ed Kammer. I've been with OPW. Actually, I just celebrated my 24th anniversary last week. So February of 1998, I came to OPW. So I've been here for 24 years. Prior to that, I worked for a large petroleum contractor based out of the Southeast. And believe it or not, a lot of people don't know, but I actually have a degree in petroleum engineering. But unfortunately, when I came out of West Virginia University with my petroleum engineering degree, it was late 80s, and the oil industry was bottomed out. So there were no more jobs out in the oil field. So I kind of looked downstream and ended up instead of pulling oil out of the ground, I have building gas stations. So, you know, I've been doing this for almost 30 years in this industry. And, you know, I've held various positions within OPW. Started out in tech support and then moved my way up. I was a district manager. So I was out in the field for 13 years. And then about 10 years ago, they pulled me out of the field and put me in charge of product development. Why in the world they did that, I don't know. But this worked out pretty good because I've launched some pretty cool products in the last 10 years.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So now I oversee all of our product development, engineering, and I didn't have enough to do, so they put me in charge of marketing as well. So
you didn't have enough to do, absolutely.
Did not have enough to do. So enough about me.
Yeah,
tell us about you, Johnny. I know you've been doing this a long time as well.
I appreciate that. Yeah, so Jonathan Stong, right, this is my 25th year in the industry. It is my 16th year with OPW, so fantastic. Kudos to OPW. Thanks for this opportunity. But like yourself, you know, I held multiple jobs within this industry. So in those 25 years, I started out very similar. I started out in customer service. I worked in accounts payable. I worked in accounts receivable, engineering, tech support, field services, sales, management of sales. And then OPW gave me the opportunity and some of the wherewithal, if you will, to start in the management aspect, doing global account management.
Yep.
So as you know, Ed, because we were there together, doing this global account management for the last 10, 15 years has been wonderful. And bringing all the knowledge, like you're saying, working with the contractors, working with engineering firms, working with end users, understanding exactly what goes into making a sustainable station.
Yeah.
But having that passion is really something, you know, we could have left a long time ago. I mean, we joke, you try to leave, it sucks you back in.
Yep.
But I haven't tried to leave.
Hey, you and I both know this is the best industry in the world. We wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I definitely wouldn't want to do anything else. You know,
the best people.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'd say, you know, the best people in this industry. And, you know, you and I, like you said, you hit on it. We're fortunate. We have the opportunity to travel globally. So you and I have been all over the world, you know.
Seeing it done right, seeing it done wrong.
Exactly.
And seeing all different, you know, nomenclatures within this industry,
yep,
and seeing different design bases for systems, underground, above ground,
yep,
all aspects. It's been a pleasure. So, you know, to take this information, to take, you know, from all the people we've been working with, you know, you and I don't get to spend as much time as I would like together. So this is a great, you know, excuse for us to get together, share the information, because truly, like you said, that passion, there's not many of us that have the level of passion for this industry.
So if you think about it, I don't care what corner of the world that you're in, we do the same thing. Our job is the same, no matter where. It's to keep gasoline out of the ground, keep gasoline vapors out of the air, and make it safe for people to refuel their vehicles.
That's it. Fuel flowing
safely. And they may do it in different ways and use different pieces of equipment in different parts of the world, but at the end of the day, it's all still the same thing. Protecting people and protecting the environment. And I know that's something you and I are very passionate about.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the core reasons why, personally, I've stayed in this industry. You know, the intent to do right the first time for the expectancy of that marketer and for that station.
Because Lord knows we've seen plenty of ways to incorrectly.
That's right. The hits keep coming. We still see it. So, you know, hopefully we'll get some interaction with some of the folks that listen to this this podcast and maybe share some of those stories with us.
The do's and don'ts, if you will.
Absolutely. The best practices on and off the station floor. So I'm looking forward to sharing that. I'm looking forward to potentially livening it up a little bit, getting some energy because, you know, I don't think you and I are that flat, but this is going to propel us to that level where we're going to actually excite people and get people interested, motivated, and wanting to do the right thing.
Hey, there's two things we love. We love petroleum equipment, and we love having fun. We thought this would be the perfect place to kick off trade shows. Mm. Hey, let's face it. We haven't been doing this for 2 years.
I have missed seeing your beautiful face. And let me just
yours
be honest
as well.
With you. You know, to be here live with you, to be in front of everyone, to see all of our customers, you know, this is important. I think relationships are still one of the most important aspects of our business because people want to trust you. And they want to know that they're working with partners. And you and I think, have established that track record of trust. So being here, seeing people face-to-face, I mean, we know business hasn't slowed down.
It sure hasn't.
So the fact that now that we're actually getting to see people, put things to the paper and then move forward, exciting. So you nailed it. You know, topics coming up that mean important aspects to the industry, to yourself personally, professionally, myself personally and professionally. I'm excited about it. And like you said, starting it here, beginning of the year, WPMA, one of our best regional trade shows that we deal with. It's kicking off a great season. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we say this all the time. This is a relationship-driven industry.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the pandemic has forced us to, you know, try and do things virtually or over Teams meetings. But let's face it, it's nothing replaces the face-to-face interaction that you have at trade shows or visiting customers face-to-face, one-on-one. So we're kind of happy. Hopefully the pandemic is behind us.
Correct.
We're able to do these events again. You know, we got a full schedule of trade shows planned for this year.
So good.
And, you know, like I said, what better way than, hey, we're in Las Vegas.
Baby. I'm excited. Yeah, and so far this show has been great. The attendance, I can't believe, has been, you know, better than I could have anticipated.
I think, you know, people are dying to get out. I mean, they've been trapped for 2 years.
I know.
And a lot of, you know, the industry hasn't slowed down.
At all.
People have still been building gas stations for those 2 years. And so it's really, you know, you hear the term pent-up demand.
Mm-hmm.
We see it with equipment orders, but also I think there's pent-up demand with people seeing each other.
Absolutely.
And talking face-to-face and going out and having a beverage after the show and a nice dinner and you know, really connecting with a one-on-one with our customers. That's the best thing about this industry.
That connection. And, you know, I think, you know, OPW has always had a good contingency at all these regional shows. You know, we have great coverage. We bring in the people that, you know, make a difference for us every day, whether they're at the factory, you know, manufacturing, or whether they're out in the field, sales guys, product management, upper management, all here because this is where this is where the deals get done. This is where business comes to play.
Yep.
So I'm excited. And you nailed it for next week. You know, going back to the East Coast next week, having another show, having another trade show there, super excited. Getting there early, getting set up, having that energy. And I think this podcast, you guys have been talking about this for a good many years.
Yeah, we've been wanting to do this for a while.
Yep.
And I think the timing is perfect, you know, coming off the 2 year hiatus, if you will. You know, the pandemic, everyone's anxious, everyone's, you know, looking for content. And, you know, again, so the content that we're going to be providing, obviously we want it to be informative. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things happening in the industry. You know, you and I have a lot of information, a lot of knowledge to share, a lot of history. Like I said, you know, 50 years between us.
Absolutely.
And but we want to have some fun with it.
That's what I want to do. I want to have some fun.
We have some great stories. And we'll keep it clean.
Somewhat.
Somewhat clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Because we know this thing's got to be approved by some people. And
and we respect
we'll save those stories for off mic.
That's right. So I think in the future, what we're going to have some questions, some topics to discuss, and just some situations that we're going to work through. And I think that people who tune in, you know, they're going to add value to it too, because if they have an opportunity to make this.
And that's how this will work. So this is obviously our very first episode.
Amazing.
So now we'll send out, people will be aware of it, and then on social media platforms, before our next our next episode, we'll ask, you know, hey, is there anything specific you'd like to hear about? All right, Johnny, so I think that wraps up the inaugural episode, our very first podcast together, The Fueling Station. Again, I'm Ed Kammer, Director of Marketing and Global Product Strategy for OPW. This is my good friend.
I'm Jonathan Stahn, the Global Accounts Manager for OPW.
So check us out wherever you find your podcast. Look for future episodes, and we'll see you fueling what's next.
See you soon.
See you soon.